have the Rolling Stones killed?
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say! Yes, that's what I say. Do as I say.
The welcome Rolling to the Stones. Balcony.
Oh, welcome again to the balcony, yes.
And we are playing the Rolling Stones today.
Yay!
Yes, all episode right. 2 of our series of the Rolling Stones. I started that sentence one way, and then I started saying something else.
Can I take that one over? Say
that. Episode 2 of our ongoing series of Rolling Stones songs.
The survey of the Rolling Stones called Have the Rolling Stones Killed. We fucking love the Rolling Stones.
Every incarnation of the Stones, too, I think we love. Every lead guitarist, every kind of phase they went through.
For one reason or another.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we discuss this before?
Yes,
whether
we did.
They were mods or rockers? What did we decide?
I think we decided they're mockers. Yes. No, actually, I think we decided they're rockers.
Yeah, they're rockers. Okay. So I think in that phase, that kind of R&B-ish phase, we dig them. When that kind of English folk stuff that they did in the mid-60s, we like that. And then the early 70s work, we fucking love.
Oh, my God. That's when they started getting dirty.
Yeah.
When they started getting dirty with the rock and roll.
Yeah.
And it just
kind
of
blossomed.
When
Mick Taylor came on board, is what you're saying, right?
Yes, Mick Taylor. He gave them that sound that they needed for that time. So
yeah, totally.
Yes, man. So.
But the song we're starting out with.
Features
some Ron Wood on guitar with the Rolling Stones. This is 1976.
Actually, this is 1972.
Well, the song, but this version we're playing is 1976.
Is it really?
Yes.
Look
at that. Yeah, someone should read the screen.
What is that song?
Yeah, we're starting with Happy.
We're starting with Happy. Yes, indeed. Live. It says Live 1972 right there.
Oh, does it say 72?
It does say 72.
Oh, fuck me. I'm sorry. I thought it said 76. So
okay.
I stand corrected.
You stand corrected. So there's nothing
Mick
but...
Mick Taylor's in the fold.
There's nothing more to do but listen to the boys.
Yeah, just play the fucking song.
Let's just play it.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Shut up.
Thank you.
if the Rolling Stones killed?
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say!
We'll be right back.
Rock and Roll from the Rolling Stones.
There was a time that women and girls screamed for Keith Richards
actually
and Charlie
screamed.
Watts
oh
and Bill
my
Wyman.
God, what's wrong with those girls? Why are they screaming like that for those guys? Oh, my God. Well,
it's not like Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts and Keith Richards were cute then either. I don't.
Not the prettiest guys in the world.
No, no, not at all. They were in Ringo territory, man.
Oh, let's be nice now. We can't be hateful about
what
these
do
guys.
They care?
They made the bucks, didn't they? They made
that was
the money.
A good set. Hey, why don't you tell us what we played
oh,
in that
can
set?
I do that? Can I? Oh, thank you very much. Well, we had the Rolling Stones in that set.
Obviously.
Oh, okay. We started out with Happy, recorded live in 1972.
Somewhere, I don't know where.
Somewhere where we don't, yes, we don't have the exact location, but still the boys
it's a bootleg, and I have no idea where it is. Probably, it might be from that Abattoir show. Abattoir, I always
Abattoir.
Pronounce it.
Abattoir
I think that's
France.
Around 72. Yeah, there's that show especially comes up on bootlegs a lot because it's such a strong show, and I think it might be from there, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that. But it is 1972, that mm-hmm. we know for a fact.
Yeah,
that
would be the
live.
Exile tour, yeah.
Good way to start the show
fucking
up.
Fucking A.
With a little Keefe singing it up there. Little TNA was the second one in there. Speaking of Keefe, yeah,
yeah
two songs in
that
set. That. Oh, we didn't even notice that. Little
probably
TNA.
The only two.
studio, well, maybe not. I don't know.
I'll
just have to check that out.
Yeah.
Tattoo You, the name of the studio record for that recording.
Their last great record, and I think our opinion, if I can speak for both of us.
Yeah, that's...
I think that we discussed that.
Yes, that's about the end.
Yeah, in our library of Stone songs, we only go up to Tattoo You, so... That seems to be the cutoff, because that's, what, 1980 or 81 that comes out?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 81, I would say.
Yeah, that's before they put on the pastel shirts.
This is very true, and all that 80s stuff started happening.
Man. They had
a
rough 80s.
Well, let's move along here.
Well,
we did rock it back. They did rock the 1978 here with Lies from a song that was on one of their biggest selling records.
Yeah, Some Girls.
Some Girls.
Oh, man.
And they were rocking
it live. That's a great album.
They always kicked it up live really well. Truly amazing when they rock and rolled it. And Lies was certainly one of the rockers from that record. And Citadel, psychedelic side of the Stones in the studio, their satanic
their
majesty's
only
request.
Psychedelic side.
Well,
their only attempt,
they were
really.
Sort of psychedelic a little bit after
no,
that.
No, not really much,
they were,
no.
They were more like, it was more like
they
heroin.
Did kind of the folky like stuff before on Let's Spend the Night Together and whatever is it? What record is that? Between the Buttons?
Between the Buttons,
yeah,
yes.
Like that one has that kind of English folky vibe. And then Satanic Majesty is a psych record. And then after that, they do like Sticky Fingers, I think, or It's Only Rock and Roll. Like they abandoned psychedelia altogether.
Or Let It Bleed was the one I think. Or is that later?
No, that's later. I want to say that It's Only Rock and Roll is first.
All right. You might have been right with Sticky Fingers, but
it might be Sticky Fingers. No, Sticky Fingers is later, I think. We might have to look this up.
Well, the last time was the last song.
Yes.
In that last set
from 1965.
Live 1965, another one of their killer rock songs.
An old one.
Oh, that's a good one. From the early Stones, that's one that really just tears it up every
time.
Yeah,
it's a great song still.
And you are listening to Have the Rolling Stones Killed here on the balcony.
Yes.
My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And this is episode two, actually.
Episode two of Have the Rolling Stones Killed. Well, you know, everybody knows it's going to be listed on the site.
Yeah, that's true.
And just about any other place they can find this song, either on iTunes.
This is Have the Rolling Stones Killed.
Or some bootleg CD that somebody is actually burning in their living room right this very minute and going to get ready to sell it to the kids on their high school quad now, you know. Here, I got the latest here. Oh, here's some internet shit for you. Here, check it out. See how old-fashioned I am?
I'm thinking
like people like burning CDs.
You're picturing
of our
someone
shows.
In a van with wearing an overcoat.
Oh, shame on me.
I know. That is the way people should get our show, though.
Burned on by bootleg quality?
Yes,
by
bootleg quality.
Bootleg sources.
Somebody with a runny
CD.
Nose in a van.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, let's get back to the music, shall we?
Yes.
Let's
play
some songs. We're going to go to the Flowers record. This is called Let's Spend the Night Together.
Yes.
I'm in no hurry. Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
smell sweet and strange, seem about 100 years ago. Mary and I, we were set up on a gate, just gazing at some bright line in the sky. What tender days we had, no secrets away. Sometimes wise, don't you grow up?
All right. Stones rocking it up there big time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm All Right. And, oh, my God, that was just
rocking
from Out of Our Heads. And, yeah. Oh, that was just too much. The Rolling Stones Must Be Killed is the name of the show, episode number 2.
On the balcony here.
On the balcony. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony.
Anthony's going to tell you what we had in that set.
Yes, I will. We started with Let's Spend the Night Together from Flowers. And then we played Stray Cat Blues. Live at Leeds in 1971. Man, that was good. That was
amazing.
Really good.
Amazing. That Live at Leeds bootleg is probably one of the greatest recordings,
yeah,
or greatest boots that was ever made by them. I was going to say that they ever made, and they had nothing to do with it.
No.
That's got a great show. It's a great show. It's an amazing show.
Yeah. All right. And then we played Rip This Joint live in 1972. Have no idea where it's from, and it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't.
No.
It's just a great song. I don't care where it played, where it is. Then 100 Years Ago from Goat's Head Soup. And then we finished with I'm All Right from Out of Our Heads, one of their old songs.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love it.
The early, mid-60s, whatever you want to call it, 1964.
It's the Stones.
It's the Rolling Stones.
Oh, you can just rock and just enjoy. I like having fun here and sitting in the studio, just listening to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, talking at NPR levels.
We are. That's true.
Now we're going
I don't
want to
yell
some more,
because
we're going to play some more rock and roll.
All right, we're going to play some more rock and roll.
I kind of like doing it too. Let's do it. Wait.
Let's play some more rock and roll.
This is the Rolling Stones.
Here we are on KPFK.
You had to point out one particular person to mock. Huh? KPFK.
Sure, why
throwing
not?
Stones, are you?
They would never even touch that. They would
yeah,
never
I know.
Touch
I thought you were
going
to go after KPCC or something, but no.
Mm.
You went after the punk NPR station. Jerk. Play some more music.
Oh, all right, if you insist. Let's.
I like KPFK.
Play The Connection.
Iggy and the Stooges. It's
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.
Just a few days and you'll be back in your school.
have the Rolling Stones killed?
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say!
I'm going to play a little acoustic guitar for you that afternoon. Have a quiet Sunday afternoon. Why aren't you in church anyway? Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's
music
a good song.
There. Oh, my God. Yes. That's Time Waits for No One for the Rolling Stones here on the Rolling Stones Must Be Killed.
On the balcony.
On the balcony. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. Do you want to read this one or should I read this
one? No, please. Go right ahead.
All right. I'll do it.
Yes.
So in that set, we played Connection from Between the Buttons. And then one of my favorite late 70s Stone songs, Summer Romance from Emotional Rescue, which is one of those records that you and I disagree on all the time because I really like it, except for track one. The dance part one is a terrible fucking song. And the title track, Emotional Rescue, I kind of like it, and I know you vehemently don't. But the rest of the record is pretty good. I like it. I think it's pretty solid.
Yeah, my Rolling Stones likes kind of end at Some Girls.
Yeah.
You know, Emotional Rescue and
like
Tattoo You,
are,
as far as I'm concerned, are completely disposable.
I think Tattoo
records.
You is kind of spotty. I agree with you there. But I like Emotional Rescue a lot. And I'm going to say, fuck you, Scott.
But, you know, we're including songs from both Emotional Rescue and Tattoo You in our list tonight. So we're not being completely discriminated against those.
We just discriminate on anything that's recorded after that.
That's right. Exactly. Which is about 20 years worth of music.
Yeah, a lot of music.
My goodness.
All right, and then we played a live version of Sweet Virginia from the Tarrant County Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, on June 24th, 1972. Nice bootleg version of Sweet Virginia.
A lot of stuff from that 72 tour in the
show.
Yeah,
man, because that's the Exile tour. That's,
yeah,
that's
that was
a
good big,
songs.
Big. If you ever find the Rolling Stones pictures for that tour, oh my goodness, you'd just be amazed at the stuff that goes on.
Oh, I know.
Truly amazing.
It's a debaucherous
truly,
show.
That's the debauch. That's like Stones at their most debaucheriest.
Oh, good times.
Oh, the day.
If only. And then we play Before They Make Me Run from Some Girls. Keith on lead vocal again. And then we finished up with Time Waits for No One from It's Only Rock and Roll.
Good, very good.
And then I coughed.
And then you coughed and get your voice back together. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to play.
We got some more music. We got one last set to play for you.
We got another set of music here. And
we're starting with a really good song.
Yes, this is from the Exile on Main Street.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs on Exile. This is Torn and Frayed.
Yeah. Don't you know that I love you? Honest, I do.
That factory girl.
Wow. You are a terrible fucking singer.
I'm sorry.
That's why I play music.
Yeah, that's why you play the songs.
That's why I play them. I don't sing them.
Why don't you read this?
Oh.
Instead of sing.
Instead of singing, I do the talking. Ging, ging,
yeah.
Ging.
Hey, what did we play in that set, Scott?
Well, funny you should ask Anthony. Well, we had Torn and Frayed started out that last set. From Exile on Main Street.
What are you laughing about?
I don't know. I just don't know anymore. Torn and Frayed, the name of that song. We also had Oh Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going.
Good song.
From one of their early records. I think it's their first record.
Which one is that?
The Rolling Stones Now.
I believe you're right.
I believe that I might be right. That might be their first record.
Yeah, look it up. We actually have the discography. We have the discography. Because I discovered that I was wrong from earlier. Beggar's Banquet actually comes out after their Satanic Majesty's Request. And I stupidly said, it's only rock and roll. And I got the two of them confused. And It's Only Rock and Roll comes out way later.
The Rolling Stones Now is their fourth record.
What's the first one?
First one is simply called The Rolling Stones, then England's Newest Hitmakers.
Oh, really?
Then 12 by 5 and The Rolling Stones Number 2.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about that. The Rolling Stones Now.
They have the same problem the Beatles did where there's an English version and then there's a U.S. version with different track listings and different songs. So I think in their case there might be more English releases than American ones because the first couple are just released there. So, yeah.
Okay.
So their early oeuvre is kind of odd to keep track of.
UK and US releases.
Yeah.
Like with Aftermath.
Yeah, like with Aftermath. Look, they even says the like UK, like in our balcony library, we went with the UK versions whenever they were available.
We'll have to correct
because we're fucking snobs.
We're snobs and we got to know everything, but we don't know everything, and so, that's why we have things like the internet to give us the information, and we got to correct something.
Did this record
we'll correct
come out?
Something in a little bit, but first let me finish what we had.
What song
was
that again?
Oh baby, we got a good thing going.
And that came out in what, 64?
Rolling Stones Now. Came out in 1965.
65.
Uh-huh.
Wow, they had a lot of releases in 64.
Yes, they certainly did. Look at
Coattail Riders.
They made record after record. It's my goodness, it just goes on and on.
Yeah,
anyway, we also had Black Limousine in that last set from Tattoo You. We'll let that one go.
Yes.
That's all right. But that's a good
song.
That was
a good song.
Yes. Okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you should.
Oh. Honest, I do.
Fuck you too, Scott.
Honest, I Do was also in there from England's Newest Hitmakers, one of those early records when you know, way, way back when. And Factory Girl kind of wound things out on the acoustic side from Beggar's
song.
Banquet. A great, great, great record.
And a great way to end our show.
Yes, it was. Anyway, let's correct a couple of things on the discography. We made a mistake when we were talking about their Satanic Majesty's Request. After that came the record Beggar's Banquet, then came Let It Bleed, then came Sticky Fingers.
But my
point
is correct. They put out one psychedelic record, and then it didn't happen, and then psychedelia, however you want to pronounce it, kind of went away, like the fad went away, and they said, fuck it. And
that's exactly right.
That's like their only faddish record, where they tried to do something after someone else did it. Like, it's after Sgt. Pepper. So
for that period of time, I
agree. They tried it on and it didn't work, and they went back and their next record is Beggar's Banquet. They went and made a rock record after that.
That's right. So yeah, you're right. There was no psychedelia. Uh-huh. That was the only one that they.
Yes,
that's the only.
So
one.
In principle, I'm correct.
Okay, well, you're correct.
Thank you. It
you're
means
welcome.
So much to me. Let's play one
and
more
on
song.
On that positive note, we'll say thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thanks
us
for listening to the
for
balcony.
This second episode.
I'm
of
Anthony.
I'm Scott.
And this is Have the Rolling Stones Killed.
And we're going to finish it out here with some live music.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones with Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. When is this?
This is recorded in 1972 at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Stevie Wonder with the Rolling Stones, Uptight and Satisfaction, rocking it big time in Philly.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us,
Thank
folks.
You for listening.
have the Rolling Stones killed.
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say!
It's not a boat. It's not a basement. It's a balcony.
Ah.
From high. Over the city. This is music from the balcony.